This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Things change. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now I'm going to address something just only briefly, but not actually right now. I had something happen Friday night that knocked me clean out of the saddle. Clean out of the saddle. And I'm going to give the revelation to you at the beginning of the second hour. I'm still trying to sort it out in my head how exactly to put this to you. But that's coming in the second hour. This past weekend was Veterans Day, of which I am a veteran. I'm proud to be a veteran. Most of the time, when I look at our Congress and everything, I'm not very proud of defending them, but you get the gist. World War II, there's very few of those veterans left over now, and one of my favorite things is to look at the list of baseball players who served in World War II, like Bob Feller, who was in the U.S. Navy, Jerry Coleman in the U.S. Marines. Can you imagine what it must have been like for Dominic DiMaggio? How do you get any attention when your brother Joe is the best paid player in the game and your teammate playing right field is arguably the best hitter ever and your brother is also married to Marilyn Monroe? How do you get any attention? Dominic was born in San Francisco and he actually wanted to be a chemical engineer, but baseball caught up with engineering, and he played in the majors with his famous brother Joe and his other brother Vince. Dominic made his major league debut April 16th, my birthday, 1940, about 21 years prior to my birthday, actually, and had little trouble adjusting to the big leagues. He hit .301, he scored 81 runs in 108 games in his rookie season. Going into spring training, he was concerned that he might not get to play because Boston was loaded with good outfielders like Ted Williams, Doc Kramer, Lou Finney, Joe Vosmick sitting on the bench. But Dominic's 23 years old. He had a very solid spring, and he was able to beat out Finney. Later in the season, he was moved to center field, and there he remained for the rest of his career. The Red Sox showed confidence in DiMaggio by trading Doc Kramer to the Senators during the offseason. He had very fond memories of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, and especially the media interest in the DiMaggio brothers in center field. He recalled that newspapers, which, you know, that was it. It was newspapers and radio back then. Newspapers and radio, and they made a big deal out of it. Dom, in their first series against each other, Dominic had 11 hits. Joe had 9. 20 hits for one family out of one series. 1 week later in New York, Joe advised his younger brother to move back because the ball carried well in that part of the ballpark. And the next day, Dom, taking Joe's advice, was able to run down a ball, hit 460 feet to the deep center off the bat of his brother Joe. Then the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and baseball had to take a backseat. During the 42 season, as World War II expanded, many ballplayers were drafted into military service. Dominic was labeled a little professor because he was 5'9", he weighed 168 pounds. He had a very serious expression, and he wore glasses. Now, he earned his second All-Star selection that season while on his way to hitting .286 with 110 runs scored. But early in the season, he tried to enlist in the Navy, but he was told his vision was an issue. He said he had to fight his way into the Navy. They rejected me because of my eyesight, and for the longest time I told them I wanted to be in the Navy. I was not about to sit out the war. So despite a 4F classification, he was able to enlist after completing the season. And he left work and home for a 3-year stint in the United States Navy. The size, I don't know how many professional athletes have actually quit and gone into the military service. Pat Tillman did, but I can't think of too many others. I'm sure there are others, though, but not like during the 40s. DiMaggio played for the Norfolk Navy training station team in Virginia, and he saw overseas duty as well. He returned to baseball in 1946 along with Ted Williams, Johnny Pesky, Bobby Doerr, many of the more than 500 professional baseball players who had served during wartime. And the Red Sox had an amazing year. They finished 12 games ahead of the Tigers, 17 games ahead of the Yankees, with 104 wins and 50 losses. And he was once again an all-star, hitting .316 and driving in 73 runs. Dominic had his big seasons after his military service. He hit .328 in 1950 with 193 hits. He led the American League with 131 runs scored and 15 stolen bases. Kept it up in 1951 with a 27-game hitting streak. .296 batting average, 189 hits, again leading the American League with 113 runs. But what about the number? What would the numbers have looked like if it hadn't been for those 3 years of military service? He served in the military in the prime of his life, 26 to 28. And he gave it. Makes you wonder about Siri, doesn't it? I'm going to have to call about that one. That one bugs me. Anyway, Dominic DiMaggio retired after 1953. He became a successful businessman. He founded American Latex Fiber Corporation. He was involved in running DiMaggio's restaurant on famed Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco and real estate on both coasts. And he was one of the co-founders of the Boston Patriots, which are now the New England Patriots. So this was, the little professor had quite a wonderful life for the guy they used to call the little professor, wouldn't you think? Another successful veteran to remember on Veterans Day. Along with many others, of course. With all the others. I got the, you know, I don't get on Facebook and plaster my veteran status too much. Because the platitudes you get, thank you for your service, thank you. Know, I don't even know where that definitely was not a part of the lexicon in the United States when I joined the military. I think it became that while I was in it. But for everybody, all the veterans that gave the prime of their life to the country, the youth, our youth that we left, wherever we went, whatever we did, I didn't want that to go by without saying something about it. Normally I would say something before Veterans Day. I didn't get a chance to, so I'm saying it now. Now, I've been thinking a little bit about the Republican Congress. And I'm beginning to get a bad notion about them. Don't have any bad notions about the president, but I do have a bad notion about them. So that's what we're going to discuss when we get back. I'd like to know what everybody thinks about the new intro that you just heard. Now we're complete. What did you think about it, Jason? He'll tell me later. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. TWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Are you sitting there, Jason? What do you think of the new intro?
Wait, sorry, what?
Did you hear the new intro when it played?
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Did you like that? I like it. I'm surprised it turned out as good as it did because I got it done in like... Like in no time. But anyway, that's beside the point. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Yes, I've got the lung thing happening again. I don't know what caused me to relapse unless it was the dampness and the the cold here that we had over the weekend. So if it sounds like I'm gasping for breath, it very likely is because I'm gasping for breath. I don't know. I'm watching Congress. Congress is in a... it's like they're in a seizure. Totally unable to do anything. There's a few things they've been able to do, but I mean, it's just the run-of-the-mill stuff. They haven't moved anything along. McConnell has shown a little bit of backbone sometimes with the judicial nominees coming out of the Senate. Paul Ryan is, what can I tell you? He's a waste of skin. And then I had this horrible moment where I was just asking myself, you know, you've got everything right there in front of you. All you have to do is actually just take advantage of what's in front of you. If you were to do that, we would pass all kinds of legislation, all kinds of good things for the United States. We would come closer, maybe not by much, but some. We would actually reverse course for the first time in a long time. But we can't do that, can we? We can't do that because then Donald Trump looks like he has all the answers. You've been saying, senators and representatives and pundits and all of you in the establishment Republican Party, you've been saying all along you had to have this, you had to have this, you had to have this. Now it's like you're doing something to lose on purpose. Now, this is, that's bad enough. But what if it's, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and he put it the best way I can think of. He said, what if it's just to prove a point? What if they're just trying to prove their point? That Trump doesn't have all the answers. Well, you know, I don't think that actually succeeds in proving that point. What it proves is that they aren't doing anything. The other problem they have is that it's going to be, there's a very, very narrow path for the Democrats to retake the House. I don't think there's going to be one for the Senate. I don't think there's going to be one for the Senate. I don't think there's going to actually be the House going back to them either. Because the Democrats, what is their claim to fame? Well, it's not because they're against Donald Trump, is it? Oh, yeah, that's all they got. I forgot. I'm sorry. So, but what if the goal? You know, I saw, why is Karl Rove still pertinent? Why, and why of the old school is the only one out there that seems to get any bit of inkling of what's going on? Is it Newt Gingrich? Why? You know, Sessions, when he put Sessions in as Attorney General, I thought that might be okay, but you know what? That's a big disappointment. Because right about now, given what we know about Fusion GPS, given what we know about Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, given what we know about the tarmac meeting, given what we know about the fix being in for on Bernie Sanders and all these other things, shouldn't there be, if there's going to be any sort of a special counsel, shouldn't it be on them? Why in the mat, you know? So my fear is that the Republicans are going to sandbag until they lose, and then when nothing gets done, they can get back. They don't know how to govern and legislate from a position of strength. They only know how to do it in an opposition setting. I really hope that isn't true. That is so dysfunctional. All right, we've given you everything you want. Take off with no. We're afraid. That's what I'm seeing. I mean, are you seeing that? And, you know, with some of this stuff, you know, like looking at Obamacare. Obamacare should have been a slam dunk. Obamacare should have been a slam dunk. Only just now, for all of you out there saying that they're holding up national reciprocity and everything else, only just now did the SHARE Act finally get out of committee. It's headed to the floor. SHARE Act's been sitting there for quite some time. It was really moving along, and then Las Vegas happened. They decided to hold on to it for a minute. Then, of course, Hillary Clinton came out there saying, can you imagine how bad it would have been if they'd had silencers? God, grabbers, I swear to God. So, and there has been a handful of Republicans out there that were saying, we should regulate bump stocks. You didn't even know they existed till this happened, dudes. You're not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer. We get it. I know it. You know it. You're just trying to play catch up. I don't know why, but you are. I think in order to make Trump, because they can't let Trump, the establishment thinks if Trump fails, it goes back to the way it was. I don't think that's the case. I really don't think that's the case. I think there's too many woke Americans now. From both sides, because Trump got a lot of Obama's voters, and I think they're woke, and I think we're going to have Trump for another term. And these guys are just, are they like trying to run out the clock or something on this? What do you think they're doing? I don't know what they're doing, but it does seem like they're throwing the game to me. Now, I used to say, because I was told by lots and lots of people that 9/11 was an inside job, and I still don't believe that. But if it was, that kind of betrayal, just, we couldn't allow that just to sit unanswered. This is the same kind of betrayal to me. If they're just throwing the game to keep Trump from looking good, we elected Trump. We are his constituents. We are your constituents. Maybe you could listen to us and actually do what we want you to do. You're not in charge. You work for us. You may not believe that. You may force us to remind you. You're not going to like that. I can assure you of that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Congested. And my apologies for that. No matter how you frame it, within any gun debate, the gun control advocates will typically, they're going to spout some sort of platitude to you about how they don't want to ban guns outright. Just certain guns. Maybe they're saying they don't want the hunting rifles, but they do want the modern sporting rifles like the AR-15 or, you know, whatever. Regardless of the specifics, they'll routinely say they don't want all the guns. And that is a load of bovine excrement. To use a technical term, sometimes you can get away with who knows what. While some gun control advocates may, indeed, sort of, you know, be sort of sincere about their lack of desire for the confiscation of all firearms, there are more than enough who do. Let me give you an example, may I? Like David Scharfenberg at the Boston Globe. He wrote an op-ed last week all about how we need gun confiscation here in the United States, much like Australia had. He wrote, and I quote, ad nauseum and verbatim, "Still, even if we find a way to keep guns out of the hands of people who have engaged in disturbing or violent behavior, no small task, given all the stories of the troubled shooters who slipped through the cracks, it will only get us so far. The United States' astronomically high rates of firearm violence aren't rooted in some unique American propensity for derangement and delinquency. Studies show our levels of mental illness and basic criminality are on par with other wealthy countries. Other common explanations, like the social fissures created by our racial diversity, have been debunked by researchers, too." I'd love to see that research. The only explanation left, an explanation born out of the number of careful studies, is the sheer size of the American arsenal. And here we fall for all the talking points, don't we there, Davey? There are 310 million handguns, shotguns, and semi-automatic weapons in Americans' homes, garages, and waistbands. Actually, there's twice that many, David. But I digress. He continues, "Ultimately, if gun control advocates really want to stanch the blood, there's no way around it. They'll have to persuade more people of the need to confiscate millions of those firearms, as radical as that idea may be. Well, not only is it radical there, David, it is the stuff that will get you killed, buddy. Who is going to do it for you? You've already thrown the cops under the bus. You've taken the military and turned it into the Mickey Mouse Club for the most part. The diversity, you know, there's nothing uniform about it anymore. We got kids in West Point saying communism is going to win, stenciled in their hat. Yeah, that's what the American military is. So who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? This is why gun rights advocates fight any and all gun control measures so vehemently. Primarily because gun control is not going to work, no matter on what level. It's never going to stop anything. Anything. It's not that it's not going to stop everything. That's what they say. Well, it probably won't stop everything. No, it's not going to stop anything. Now, Scharfenberg is simply stating an endgame that we already know was on the agenda. Today, the bogeyman is the so-called assault rifle. Tomorrow, it will be the semi-auto handgun. Then it'll be the sniper rifle, which most of you guys would know as a bolt gun. Then, well, you know, from there, it just goes on. So, yes, they want the guns. They want all the guns. And they're not going to be happy with any ground given until they have all the guns. It doesn't matter that 86% of all murders are drug-related, or crime-related, or gang-related. It doesn't matter that you can find far fewer guns in places like South America, yet much higher rates of violence. It doesn't matter that most of our gun violence is centered in American cities, indicating the issue is something more localized than guns per capita. No, none of that matters. All that matters is blaming the tools sufficiently that people will gladly give up their firearms so our betters can make decisions for us. They can keep us safe and sound, except that they can't. Even if they desperately wanted to, they can't. The United States isn't England or Australia or any other country on earth. We do have the Second Amendment, which is an affirmation of a right which preceded this government, which preceded man. We do have massive numbers of people who will vocally defend that amendment, many with their lives, if necessary. But more importantly, we have a different culture than those nations. That different culture means that what may work over there is not going to work over here. And that doesn't matter either. The Democrats know damn good and well that trying to take all the guns is a non-starter, at least not in one fell, you know, one shot. They know that they need to take them incrementally. So, Republicans, although they have been sort of squishy here lately, probably are not going to give too much ground on that. But never, ever, ever let a gun control advocate say that they as a group don't want to take all the guns. Of course they do. Of course they do. And the Boston Globe pretty much admitted it. I want to point something out to you. We've got a generation of ours coming up behind us and then one right behind that. And for in a lot of ways, you know, Bill Ayers, Weather Underground, he's won. There's the latest poll that shows that the majority of millennials would prefer to live under a socialist, fascist, or communist system rather than a capitalist one. But things are getting a bit more disturbing now that elections have been happening. Out of the Virginia Democrats that were elected in the special election, Lee Carter is a young, unreconstructed socialist and a member of the far-left Democrat Socialist of America. And you can bet the Communist Party USA, now run in part by the fairly youthful and charismatic Libero della Piana, is seeing similar membership numbers rise. Their disillusion with free markets and capitalism is often cited as the reason for this phenomena. A millennial socialist told The Guardian, everyone has student loan debt and everyone's rents are exorbitant and everyone's paying like $300 a month premiums for Obamacare. It's common sense for people my age. Yeah, well, there's just one problem with that. The reason all of that is that way is because, well, it's creeping socialism that got you there. It has nothing to do with capitalism. Rents are high because the leftist NIMBYs refuse to allow housing to be built. Student loan debt is a direct function of government funds freely available to universities for loans, which gives them every incentive to raise prices sky high. And, you know, Obamacare, what more have I got to say about that? And then there's the where the issue of ignorance rolls in. Millennials have no education to speak of on the horrors of socialism. And that could be the triumph of Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers, who left. He made it his life work to destroy the free society. When the weatherman terrorist gig didn't work out, he decided to go into education. And, you know, he wasn't the only one that ruined the education of the young and filled it with leftist propaganda, but he found a welcoming environment in academia and from there went on to influence elementary education as one of the brighter lights. And the result is now in these attitudes and these election results. And Bill Ayers has succeeded in his long march through the institutions, and now his successors are beginning to take power. This is an illustration of the long game. That's what we got going on. We need to take notice of this. Or at the very least, we need to be dealing with the younger people and trying to get them to see a little bit of reason. That would be nice. I think it would be nice. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I think it would be nice. So, anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. God, I don't know what I just did there. There we go. Okay. I know tons of people there. Okay. Anyway, we keep hearing about how angry Trump voters are destroying the Republican Party. But last week's Schumer show demonstrated that people running it would rather run it into the ground than get, you know, give it their grip on power. They managed to get slaughtered on election night, and yeah, we got creamed in Virginia and anywhere else. And the dim bulbs in Congress seem determined to somehow turn tax cuts into something that Republican voters hate. The GOP makes everything worse. Sort of like pumpkin spice. Them is Roy Moore, whose creepitude led to the inevitable lecture about conservative principles, which apparently now include accepting every accusation pushed by our media enemies at face value. We know the guy's guilty of being like Jerry Seinfeld, and he may be worse than actually criminal, and if he is, he needs to drop, and the Alabama legislature needs to redo the rules and get a viable Republican into the race. But we don't know, and the voters have a right to wonder how the GOP was so eager to embrace a shaky claim pushed by the media that we see lie over and over again about Republicans to help their liberal masters. All this makes it hard to come to any conclusion but that the GOP establishment thinks that the only way to defeat the virus of conservatism is to set fire to the party and hope that a few elections from now their Boehner-based crony trough-reading paradigm will rise again from the ashes like a K Street phoenix. It's like they want to get wiped out in 2018, and that's the one objective they actually seem capable of achieving. Now, Gillespie's loss was not a shock. Virginia is a blue state, no matter what the Hope Springs Eternal crowd keeps saying. What was a shock is that the GOP failed to anticipate the down-ticket Democrat turnout tsunami. A Frisco zillionaire targeted marginal GOP districts, pumped in money and support, and caught the GOP napping. And a bunch of Republican delegates lost their seat. And not by much, but by enough. And yet none of the GOP brain trust saw this coming. And the enemy stole a march on us. And who is getting fired for this screw-up? Nobody. And if that is the answer, we may as well pack it in next year. It's never good to lose. But losing teaches you more important lessons than winning does sometimes. And we know playing that not only are Dems motivated, but they'll be playing with money and data support in every marginal race, and we have a year to prepare. Are we doing it? Or is the GOP planning on throwing the midterm election to teach us uppity rubes a lesson? So would you put it past them for that one? According to some of the fanatic never-Trumpers who overlap with much of the GOP conservative ink crew, we have some sort of moral obligation to lose as a penance for not adhering to their measured, sensible guidance. Make no mistake, some of them see a defeat in 2018 as the first step back to their former glory. Think of all the cruise cabins they can sell in 2019 to folks eager to hear from superstars like Ben Weber and Eric Cantor about the great stuff the GOP will do when it controls the House again. Now, one obvious answer to the 2018 problem, assuming that the GOP even feels like that the fact that we're on track to lose is a problem, is for our legislators to do the things they promised to do and thereby make us not hate them so much. Wouldn't that be nice not to be hated? I would think that would be nice. So, but the big problem is that in election after election, they promised us what they would do if they'd given the chance, and then we gave them the chance, and they revealed they didn't actually want to do what they promised. They're discovering that blatantly lying to your base's collective face is a risky strategic choice. So the Congress jerks can't manage to undo Obamacare despite their unequivocal promises. And now they seem intent on passing some sort of tax reform that is worse than not passing any sort of tax reform. What is this insane taxes on a postcard fixation? That's something Forbes was talking about years ago. What we care about is paying less. I want a 50-page return if it saves me money. You take away deductions and our tax bills go up, and this nonsense about lowering rates is not going to undo the damage to the kind of people who usually, you know, wait for this one, vote Republican. But hey, the corporate rate will drop. Let's all chip in for that. No, I'm glad to lose a few key donations so the big donors can keep more money. Now, we could always lower everyone's rates and pay for it by, and I know this is going to be sacrilege for some of you Republicans and Democrats out there, like, you could pay for it by cutting spending. Except apparently cutting the budget is off the table. Leave it to the GOP to decide that the winning Republican message for 2018 is tax and spend. But who says Congress can't deliver? They've already delivered a year of investigations into the Trump, Putin, Chet the Unicorn collusion conspiracy. I know investigating our president aligned with a leftist election defeat excuse narrative was my second biggest GOP priority following the humiliation of pantsuit. My first priority in yours was always to give amnesty and citizenship to millions of illegal aliens, and the GOP caucus is chomping to do a bit of that. Apparently, the dreamers' dreams of taking advantage of violating our laws and eventually becoming loyal Democrats, that's much more important than our own conservative voters' dreams of their mandatory crummy health insurance rates not doubling. And then there's Roy Moore, an outsider who I would prefer was not the nominee, but I'm not an Alabamian and I didn't get a say. I don't know whether he did something 40 years ago, nor do you. But it was a smart move by the GOP to immediately jump on board with Tumbrell, taking him to the guillotine and give up a Senate seat based on a mere accusation. Do you think that was a smart thing to do? We know the case against him. He may well have done it, and there will be more shoes to drop. But why might GOP voters view this ultra-convenient revelation with suspicion? Here's some reasons. A critical Senate seat is at stake, and this ancient news only dropped after it became impossible to replace him. Or, Moore denies it. Or, it is a uniquely deadly charge that cannot be refuted or proven except by believing one of the alleged participants. Or we may see more false sex crime accusations. We've seen Fusion GPS paid by never-Trumpers and the Democrats manufacture a fake dossier to falsely accuse the president of sex weirdness. We know the Washington Post is a rabidly partisan leftist rag newspaper, part of a mainstream media whose members have, in the era of Trump, decreed that they are no longer to be objective, but instead advocate. Be the advocate for their partisan agenda. We have not heard directly from the women. Or the woman, yes. The WAPO article contains alleged quotes, but those quotes are processed through the paper. Raise your hand if you've ever been misquoted. And they did not reveal that one of the legal age girls worked for Hillary that brought this charge out. So I don't know if he is guilty, and if he is, well, you know, see you in hell, buddy. But if he isn't, why we even listen to these guys? Whatever happened to due process? In 2017's least surprising development, John McCain demanded Moore drop out simply because he was accused. Yet when the New York Times accused McCain, he says falsely, of an affair, well, the Blue Falcon didn't drop out of anything. Mitt Romney, who always reminds us, you know, it's, remember the weasel from Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
That guy. This was the same, you know, this was the same Mitt who Harry Reid lied about regarding his taxes so effectively. You'd think they'd both be sensitive to the potential for left-wing smears, but no. We have two Republicans who are both falsely accused, demanding that we give up a Senate seat because of the accusation the accused says is false. So what are we supposed to think when they note how these paragons of virtue signaling have not been demanding the resignation of Senator Bob Menendez, who's in the midst of a federal corruption trial, a case where there are hints that their pal, the distinguished gentleman from New Jersey, cavorted with underage hookers. And the adults in the room wonder why their voters have nothing but contempt for them. As for Moore, it's improper. You know, the people of Alabama will pass judgment on him. And I would guess they will believe Moore and choose him over the guy who wants to kill babies. I suspect that part of the reason will be to tell the GOP that Alabamians will decide for themselves who represents them. This is, the Republican Party has something I'm going to call electile dysfunction. Democrats are preparing for battle. The professional Republicans are sulking because their voters won't obey. They seem not just unable, but unwilling to pass the agenda they promised the base. And whenever there's a narrative damaging the party to be hopped on, despite reasonable grounds for skepticism, they jump up and down on it with all kinds of enthusiasm. So if they wanted to lose, if they really wanted to lose, my question would be, what would they be doing differently? I don't think there's anything they would be doing. Some of you have been asking me a question. I'm going to answer that for you in full when we come back. And then we will be moving on, and we will never speak of it again. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.